奉贤区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习三。
Part 1. Listening. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Recycling rubbish can help save money, energy, and resources.
2. Away from the big cities, you will see little quiet villages.
3. In many countries, people shake hands with each other when they first meet.
4. April 22nd is World Earth Day, a time for us to enjoy nature and learn how to protect our environment.
5. Wu Dajing won the gold medal in the men's short track 500-meter race at this year's Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, or Pyeongchang Winter Olympics.
On March the 14th, the world-famous British scientist Stephen Hawking died at the age of 76 in Cambridge, UK.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like some chicken soup and a burger.
Question. Where are the speakers? May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like some chicken soup and a burger.
Question. Where are the speakers? Eight. How much does this pen cost?
$2.
Please get 5 for me.
Question. How much does the woman need to pay?
How much does this pen cost?
$2.
Please get 5 for me.
Question. How much does the woman need to pay?
Nine. Hi, Mike. How are things going?
Oh, not so good. My pet fish died this morning.
Question. How does Mike feel? Hi, Mike. How are things going?
Oh, not so good. My pet fish died this morning.
Question. How does Mike feel? Ten. Did you remember to bring the camera?
I think so. Wait a minute, I'll check. Umbrella, keys, CD players. Oh, sorry, I forget.
Question. What did the man forget? Did you remember to bring the camera?
I think so. Wait a minute, I'll check. Umbrella, keys, CD players. Oh, sorry, I forget.
Question. What did the man forget? 11. Hi, Jack. This is Miss Brown. You didn't show up to the class today. What's up? You didn't show up in the class today. What's up?
Sorry, Miss Brown. I felt bad this morning. I had a headache.
Did you catch a cold?
No, I didn't.
Well, have a good rest, and I hope to see you tomorrow in the classroom.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Question. What was wrong with Jack? Hi, Jack. This is Miss Brown. You didn't show up to the class today. What's up? You didn't show up in the class today. What's up?
Sorry, Miss Brown. I felt bad this morning. I had a headache.
Did you catch a cold?
No, I didn't.
Well, have a good rest, and I hope to see you tomorrow in the classroom.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Question. What was wrong with Jack? Thomas, what do you do to keep fit?
I take a walk every morning and go swimming once a week.
I did yoga at university, but now I am too busy to do it.
What a pity. Exercise is really important. I will go swimming tonight. Would you like to go with me?
Yes, I'd love to.
Question: What will they do tonight?
Thomas, what do you do to keep fit?
I take a walk every morning and go swimming once a week.
I did yoga at university, but now I am too busy to do it.
What a pity. Exercise is really important. I will go swimming tonight. Would you like to go with me?
Yes, I'd love to.
Question: What will they do tonight?
Hi, David. Can I meet you this afternoon?
Sorry, I'm not at home. My dad and I are on a trip in America.
Hey, you're spending time with your dad in America?
Yes, my dad wants me to travel with him in some foreign countries. He thinks traveling can not only relax ourselves, but also broaden our minds.
Question: What does David's father think of traveling? Hi, David. Can I meet you this afternoon?
Sorry, I'm not at home. My dad and I are on a trip in America.
Hey, you're spending time with your dad in America?
Yes, my dad wants me to travel with him in some foreign countries. He thinks traveling can not only relax ourselves, but also broaden our minds.
Question: What does David's father think of traveling? I'm thinking about sending a toy car to our son as a birthday present.
Anything but that. His room has been filled with toy cars. Also, he is no longer a little boy, and he's going to be a high school student next year.
Well, yes, you are right.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
I'm thinking about sending a toy car to our son as a birthday present.
Anything but that. His room has been filled with toy cars. Also, he is no longer a little boy, and he's going to be a high school student next year.
Well, yes, you are right.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Karen always complained about her house. One day, I asked why she didn't look for another house. Karen answered, "I will look for another one when I come back from vacation." Sam hated his job. However, he loved taking photos and was taking a 2-year course to get a certificate. Every day he complained about his work. I asked him why he didn't give up his job and start a business of taking photos. His reply was, "When I finish my course, I will start a business." Harry worked for a company that allowed him to retire early, but at a reduced pension. Now Harry became very weak and found it difficult to deal with his work. I was worried about his heavy workload and its influence on his health. "Why don't you retire, Harry? Do something that you want to do," I said. "If I were older, I would get my full pension. When the next summer comes, maybe I will," Harry replied. There is an old saying that says, "If and when were planted, and nothing grew." A year later, Karen is still living in the house she hates. Sam is still complaining about his job and hasn't finished his course. Harry is still working and his health is even worse. These people had a lot of stress in their lives that they could have reduced. but all of them defeated themselves by thinking, if or when. Life is too short for ifs and whens. The next time you find yourself thinking, if or when, remember the saying, if and when were planted and nothing grew. Karen always complained about her house. One day, I asked why she didn't look for another house. Karen answered, I will look for another one when I come back from vacation. Sam hated his job. However, he loved taking photos and was taking a 2-year course to get a certificate. Every day he complained about his work. I asked him why he didn't give up his job and start a business of taking photos. His reply was, when I finish my course, I will start a business. Harry worked for a company that allowed him to retire early, but at a reduced pension. Now Harry became very weak and found it difficult to deal with his work. I was worried about his heavy workload and its influence on his health. Why don't you retire, Harry? Do something that you want to do, I said. If I were older, I would get my full pension. When the next summer comes, maybe I will, Harry replied. There is an old saying that says, if and when were planted and nothing grew. A year later, Karen is still living in the house she hates. Sam is still complaining about his job and hasn't finished his course. Harry is still working and his health is even worse. These people had a lot of stress in their lives that they could have reduced, but all of them defeated themselves by thinking, if or when. Life is too short for ifs and whens. The next time you find yourself thinking, if or when, remember the saying, if and when were planted and nothing grew.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. When I was a child in kindergarten, I had to take a nap during school every single day. It was probably my least favourite thing about being in kindergarten. But now, as an adult, I love taking naps. Being able to relax and get some rest in the middle of the day is great. But attitudes towards naps are quite different when comparing the US and China. In the US, taking a nap in the middle of the day is looked down upon. People who take naps are seen as lazy. You can even be fired from your job if you fall asleep at work. But in China, taking a nap is just a normal part of the day. Some people even bring their own pillow to work for nap time. People in China have a much more relaxed attitude toward taking naps. On one hand, it is true that you spend less time working or studying if you take a nap. There are also times when it isn't appropriate to take a nap. You don't want to fall asleep in the middle of an important meeting or during a wedding. But on the other hand, having a short rest can help you work better. A good rest can improve your mood as well, studies say. So why not take a nap during lunch break and make the rest of the day more enjoyable? When I was a child in kindergarten, I had to take a nap during school every single day. It was probably my least favourite thing about being in kindergarten. But now, as an adult, I love taking naps. Being able to relax and get some rest in the middle of the day is great. But attitudes towards naps are quite different when comparing the US and China. In the US, taking a nap in the middle of the day is looked down upon. People who take naps are seen as lazy. You can even be fired from your job if you fall asleep at work. But in China, taking a nap is just a normal part of the day. Some people even bring their own pillow to work for nap time. People in China have a much more relaxed attitude toward taking naps. On one hand, it is true that you spend less time working or studying if you take a nap. There are also times when it isn't appropriate to take a nap. You don't want to fall asleep in the middle of an important meeting or during a wedding. But on the other hand, having a short rest can help you work better. A good rest can improve your mood as well, studies say. So why not take a nap during lunch break and make the rest of the day more enjoyable?